You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
The end of January is upon us, but the Astros still dealing. Welcome in, everybody. Dave Raymond, along with Brian McTaggart of Astros.com. And hey, Brian, this week in the podcast, the news very fresh right now about Doug Fister and the Astros bringing him in on a one-year deal. What do you know about the deal, and more importantly, maybe about his health?
Well, as far as I know, he's healthy. I mean, he went through physical and passed, and the deal's worth a reported $7 million for 1 year. He could get $12 million with bonuses. I'm sure that is all depending on how many innings or starts he makes. So he's probably poised to make some pretty good money. But, adding him a one-year deal makes the rotation pretty deep now. Makes a pretty good rotation even better. I know they had been interested in Giovanni Gallardo as well, but unlike Gallardo, they signed Fister, and they don't have to give up a draft pick. So it's a good one-year addition to really make a pretty deep rotation now, because you're going four or five deep now. You got some solid arms, and I think that's exactly what they were looking for.
So to that point, you've got Keuchel and McHugh at the top of the rotation, Kohlers, Fires, Feldman. Is Feldman kind of the odd man out in this equation?
Well, we'll have to see. Feldman's coming off that shoulder injury that cost him all of September, and I was able to talk to Feldman last week at FanFest, and he says he's 100% and says he feels great. And so and when he was healthy last year, he pitched very well. So I think he's going to come to camp, and he's going to have to prove he's healthy. And if he does, and you can put him, he wins a spot in the rotation, that's a good problem for the Astros to have. But yeah, Fires is another guy who could get a spot in that rotation. But they're very solid one through four, and now they have all these options later in the rotation. I mean, we haven't even talked about Straley and Wojciechowski and even Brad Peacock, who missed all of last year. So they're going pretty deep. It's just going to be a competition in spring training. I mean, they're going to have five guys in the rotation right now. They have six guys you think could plug right in there, the six guys that we mentioned a little while ago. They can't all make it, so it's going to be best man for the job. And when you create competition and you got some good pieces like they do, that just makes the team that much better.
All right, whoever ends up on the short end of it, that stick, though, do they go to the bullpen as a long guy, or do you suppose they head AAA to just stay there in the starter capacity in case needed later?
Well, it depends who it is. I think I don't see Feldman going to AAA at this point in his career. Fires, I think, could be rotation, could be the swing man, long relief guy. I think you saw some of that last year in his brief time with Houston. It just depends who it is. Health is an issue. We all know you're going to need more than five starting pitchers. You're going to need 9-10 starting pitchers. So having the depth that they have is really good right now. Don't forget they signed Wandy Rodriguez as well to a minor league deal. A blast from the past, and I think he's more of an emergency guy. If a couple arms fall off, you can put a veteran guy in there and be okay. But they have a lot of options, and they've given themselves a little bit of security if there are injuries, and you got to suspect there's going to be a couple along the way. But those, like I said before, those are all good problems to have. If you got six guys in the rotation and you don't have a place for them all, maybe you trade one. Who knows? But we'll have to see how it works out in spring training.
Well, yeah, boy. A lot of depth in the rotation at the moment, anyway, for this Astros team. Let me ask you this, though. Did it come as a surprise to you? Had you heard anything about this coming in? I mean, this seemed to me, and I'm a little more on the outside than you are, but it kind of blindsided me.
No, not really a surprise. I mean, I knew they had been on the hunt for starting pitching, and the guys out there, you kept hearing Gallardo, Fister, those are kind of the two main names, so... I'm not going to sit here and pretend I knew they were going to sign Fister when I woke up this morning. But, not a real shock. I think Luno had been on the hunt for pitching all along. And even though spring training's 3 weeks away, it wasn't like, they're done. You still knew they were going to put some feelers out. Just like I think they could have some feelers out for some offensive guys as well, maybe on the infield. But, you wait, and the free agent market's been a little slow to unfold. And they kind of bided their time a little bit, and for whatever reason, Fister wound up being a good fit here.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty interesting news, big news. Astros signing Doug Fister. Now, let me ask you this, though. Forget other additions they may make in the free agent market. As we had in the spring training less than a month from now, fans get really geeked up about prospects. And MLBpipeline.com, they're top 100 out into this week. Who are some of the big names that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, I think the name everybody, you know, has on their lips right now, if you're talking Astros, is A.J. Reed. He's MLB.com's first-ranked first baseman as far as prospects go. And, you know, the big slugging, he was a two-way player at Kentucky, high draft pick. He led the minor leagues in home runs last year, I think in RBIs as well at two different levels. So he hasn't played above Double A yet. So I think you might see the Astros handle him like they did Correa last year, start him at Double A, move him quickly. If he does well at Triple A, we could see him up here pretty quickly. You know, that's not to say that he can't come to camp and win a first base job, because we all know it's kind of wide open right now. And Reed showed up at camp last year, was not in great shape, so I'll be interested to see what he looks like when he hits Kissimmee in a couple of weeks. But he's the number one guy everyone's looking to, and I think he'll make an impact in Houston at some point this year, rather. Alex Bregman, of course, the number two pick last year at shortstop, he's going to be in big league camp. You know, it's just interesting with him how he's going to fit into the pitcher. Will they switch positions for him at some point? Because he is he was a junior when he was drafted. So he's 21 years old, almost 22 years old now. When the season starts, he'll be 22. So, you know, he's going to be major league ready sooner than later. Where's he going to play? A couple of their more interesting guys are the two young outfielders they took last year out of high school, Kyle Tucker, who's Preston Tucker's brother, and then Daz Cameron, the son of Mike Cameron. You know, both of them got their feet wet at Greenville in the rookie league last year, so they're a few years away, but guys to watch. As far as pitching goes, Joe Musgrove, their minor league pitcher of the year last year, he's going to be in big league camp as well. Big guy, very imposing, 6'5", 255 pounds. Really had a fine year last year at three different levels and was absolutely dominating. You know, I don't think he's going to win a spot in the rotation, but we could see him in the Triple A rotation. And, you know, next year, Feldman's a free agent. Fister's a free agent, so there are going to be holes in that rotation. So you could see guys like him and Michael Feliz, another one of their prospects. Another one to look for, Francis Marte, right-handed pitcher, young guy, only 20 years old, throws really hard, got up to Double A last year. And another name to look out for, I think he's probably going to start the year in the Double A rotation, maybe finish in Triple A. But again, Astros have traded away a lot of pitching the last few years, but with guys like Marte and Musgrove and Feliz and David Paulino, they still have that pipeline coming. So, you know, look at their rotation now. They have two homegrown guys in Keuchel and McCullers, and then some guys they got off the off trades and free agents. But you do have to have some more of these guys coming through the pipeline, and with these arms, the Astros certainly do.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next, Brian, because all these teams know they've got to continue to produce through the system to sustain success. Astros have finally climbed out of their long malaise and now in a good spot, and they're making moves. Is there still a sense that the system is full, is well-stocked?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not where it was a year or even 18 months ago. If you look at the trades for Gomez and then the trade where they got Ken Giles, I mean, they dealt off, I think, eight total players, so they really took a big hit. But that's why, you know, for years they were on the opposite end of that. They were trading away the Bud Norrises and the Wandy Rodriguez and getting prospects in return and multiple prospects and extra draft picks. And it puts them in position to do what they've been doing, is make some trades to get better and just absolutely not gut your minor league system. So it's still one of the better minor league systems around, even though they've gotten rid of so many top guys. And it's that deep. You know, when Michael Feliz is your 10th-ranked prospect, that's pretty good. You know, another name we didn't talk about was Derek Fisher, who was originally in the Giles deal to Pittsburgh, and the deal got reworked a little bit. And he's an outfielder, and he's probably a little closer to the majors than Cameron or Tucker just because he's older and been in the system a little longer. But still, in their top 10 prospects, they have three outfielders right now who could be in the major leagues within two or three years. And considering the talented outfield the Astros have right now, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and one of the things they have done very well, they've been very smart. Moves like Doug Fister not costing them picks, that sort of thing, has been, has certainly helped them along the way. Well, Brian, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate all the insight and look forward to doing this again in February.
Wow, I'll be there.
Yes, you will. All right. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.